We just briefly reviewed a few ways to get to know the people you support, and we'll go in-depth into the foundation of person-centered approaches and philosophy as you continue to learn more in additional lessons. The people you support may provide more information and respond more positively with one tool over another. Use the tool that they most respond to and shares the most information. Some people don't have a specific birthday ritual or specific bedtime or morning routine, but they do have very specific interests and activities, environments they like to be in, and people they like to be with. How we gather the information is not important. What is important is to get the information and change how we support that person, so we include things that are important to the person and important for the person, and things we need to avoid so our supports are meaningful. We need to support each person for the unique individual they are. The details about the person will end up in a person's supporting paperwork. Each person receiving services will have documentation and guidelines that are sometimes called positive support strategies or a treatment plan. The document might be called a CSSP or CSSP addendum that gives direction on how to support them. They might have written plans in place that help them when they are angry or upset or are exhibiting challenging behaviors. Each treatment plan is unique to the person, and you need to be trained on the plan for each individual you support.